This is GQDN for Monday, April 8th, 2024. Happy Eclipse Day, everybody. In today's news, we have some Dragon Dogma, a little bit of Helldivers 2, maybe there's a new emulator for Nintendo. But before we begin, I gotta say, we're brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes, put in the promo code QUEST, and get 25% off of your purchase, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. But we will begin today's news. I'm sorry, I just saw an eclipse. I'm a little bit blown away right now at Mother Nature. We begin today with something else I'm maybe blown away with too. TheVerge.com did say that there's a new bill that is in the U.S. government that could make Zoom and Teams work together securely. Well, here we're thinking about Discord. Now, this proposal came from the Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, and that would require some video conferencing and messaging tools that are used by the federal government to be able to communicate with each other, even if they're made by different companies. It would also enforce some high security standards for government collaboration tools from one end to the other in encryption. Now, there was some explanation on how things would work within the government when it comes to what will be eventually Skype, Zoom, Discord, and others to be able to work together. Now, that said, they would be getting rid of the old technology every 4 years. Between that time, there would be some things that would happen. It'd be kind of hard to describe here for me within those 4 years. Software updates, part of it, but some other things. Now, Wyden did talk about the bill, and he did say, quote, "It's time to break the chokehold of big tech companies like Microsoft on government software, set high cybersecurity standards, and recap the many benefits of competitive market. Vendor lock-in bundling and other anti-competitive practices result in the government spending vast sums of money on insecure software." So, could this happen? It's just a bill, for now. Now we get into the video game companies. And Kotaku did say that the Xbox president is still committed to backwards compatibility. Now, Kotaku did say that they're aware that Xbox is going to digital in the future. And that would go with the Xbox Series X, or Series S, and the Series X refreshed, and Xbox Game Pass. Now, the president, Sarah Bond, did reaffirm that the company was committed to the act of maintaining the Xbox games for the future. So she sent out an email, and that was viewed by Windows Central, where Bond did discuss the various Xbox topics. So here's what some of the email did say. Quote, "We have formed a new team dedicated to game preservation, important to all of us Xbox and the industry itself. We're building on our strong history of delivering backwards compatibility to our players, and we remain committed to bringing forward the amazing library of Xbox games for the future generations of players to enjoy." Now, PC Games N did say that the League of Legends could be getting a vampire, or some of the Vampire Survivors PvE mode. Now, Riot did say that League of Legends on PC Games N did say that League of Legends will have a PvE mode, and they were looking at, according to PC Games N, Vampire Survivors, and that'll be this summer in its newest game mode. We shall see what will happen there, because right now there is no news of what's going to happen with the PvE mode, or maybe I'm just wrong. You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. But League of Legends was also talking about their PvP mode, and that was Selena Choo Choo Train Lu. Oh, Selena Choo Choo Train Lu. So the Choo Choo Train was talking. Quote, "We are working on our first ever Survivor Bullet Heaven PvP mode. You'll be able to fight against the hordes of enemies yourself or with friends." And Eduardo Cardoso did say, quote, "So whether you're looking for a challenge or you just want to have fun with friends, we want this to be something everyone can enjoy." So we shall see what happens there. Still in the PC Games N, there is a turn-based strategy game of XCOM 2 that someone got the inspiration from, not just XCOM 2, but Red Dead Redemption. And the game is called The Firaxis. It's a strategy game, it's turn-based, and it's tactical, so be careful. It'll mess with your mind. It's liberal. Well, actually, it's the Firaxis strategy game. It's called Guncho. And you're a cowboy in a roguelike game, and that game only has three developers to it. And you're confronted by some difficult generated levels, along with a collection of hexagonal tiles. So the enemies can flank you, or you can flank them. We'll see what happens. Now, Push Square did ask the question, could Dragon's Dogma 2 get an expansion? Well, they're saying that's very likely. But what expansion would it get? Keep in mind, Dragon's Dogma did get one, and so did Dark Horizon. But the community is like, maybe not. However, there are a lot of players that are out there that are pretty convinced about getting a DLC, and that's on Reddit. But we shall see what happens. Because Eurogamer did say that Dragon's Dogma 2 will try to save your pawns. Now, they were talking about the mods for Dragon's Dogma 2, and some of them are cosmetic. And there are ones they'll have an in-game shop or something that could deal with the Dragon's Plague. And there's still a lot of mods that could deal with your pawns. Now, there's a pawn-based mod called Stop Selling Yourself, and that mod does promise to stop randomly encountered pawns approaching you. There's also the Pawn Survive Brine, and that will, quote, prevent your main and hired pawns from being deleted from existence when they mindlessly fall into a puddle instead of teleporting them to a safe position. So maybe they'll save your pawns. There's a new emulator out too. And that's for Nintendo Switch. This comes to us from WCCUpTech.com. And in the latest build of the emulator, Sudachi did introduce some support from the console's home via QLaunch. That's also support from the firmware 18.0.0. And that will allow you to run games that require that firmware. And the home menu can now available for the Windows version of the emulator, and that will be added to the Android version in the near future. In fact, Senor Linguja did say up on Twitter, quote, Sudachi, user's successor, implemented support for QLaunch, making it possible to use Nintendo Switch home menu. Support for firmware 18.0.0 has also been added. We currently have the Windows version. On Android, it will be released soon. Now, back to PC Games Inn, and they're talking about a brand new game again, and they're talking about Foxhole, which is an MMO with some fantasy and sci-fi settings, and does have a simulation of realistic warfare, and that's because of its war production, strategy, and combat, and that is managed by the individual players. So you can also construct some factories. You could lay down some railways. You could do everything that you need to for the front lines. You can dig trenches, do some infantry warfare, tanks, battleships, all of that stuff. So if you want looking for a game like this, it is up on your PC. Now we get to a little bit of Fallout. VGC 24/7 did say that the first episode of Fallout could be free if you don't mind some people talking over it. And they got a list. Yep, they got a list. You can watch the first episode on April 11th. So in 3 days from now. Thursday. Yes, Thursday. Yep, 3 days from now. So have fun with that. The full list is up on our link in the GQDN show notes. Now, Wowhead did say, and there is a reason why it's back this far on the show, The War Within 20th Anniversary Collection Edition will be on sale in 9 days. Next Wednesday. Not this coming Wednesday, but next Wednesday. But there is no information as to what is in that Anniversary Collector's Edition. We'll let you know when we get the info. Now, Kotaku did say that Helldivers 2 players are waiting to see what's next. Why? Because they faced off against players, or they faced off of players taking on the bugs, doing the missions, all that stuff. Then more content came, and people beat that. So, what could be next? That is what we do not know again. But people are waiting for it. We'll let you know. What we do know is that if you have a Nintendo Switch, and you're on the fence of emulation or not, IGN did say that you can pick up a 512 GB Nintendo Switch memory card for $26 on Amazon, and that is 56% off. And yes, it is a 512 GB memory card, all for Nintendo Switch. So look for SanDisk Ultra Micro SDXC card, and that'll point you the way. Games Radar did say that Buckshot Roulette has come to Steam and has become one of the most popular and highest rated PC games so far this year. And it only cost $3 because of its sale. And you can finish it in under 1 hour. So, if you're looking for a little bit of gambling and you want to sit down at the table and play it, play away. Yes, this is the Eclipse version, the Group Quest Daily News. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news.